It's more fuel to the fire for Republicans. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Some already want America's top general to resign over the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. Now there's something in a new Bob Woodward book. Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox.
This book raises some serious concerns. I'd say some of the allegations seem somewhat far-fetched to me.
It's alleged Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley called China's top general before the election and after January's Capitol riot, saying if President Trump attacks China, he'll warn them first. Now, Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon says they call it inaccurate and out of context.
I spoke with a former senior Trump defense official who told me the phone call to the Chinese was done at the request of then Defense Secretary Mark Esper. It was a follow-up to a call placed by the Defense Secretary's policy officials designed to lower the temperature and prevent the U.S. and China from stumbling into a conflict.
Olympic gymnasts are at the Senate. Michaela Maroney just testified that the FBI mishandled the sexual abuse case against Dr. Larry Nassar, who's now in prison. She alleges the FBI lied about her testimony to them about his abuse. Days after issuing new COVID vaccine mandates, President Biden will meet with corporate executives. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has this live.
Dave, the president's meeting includes officials from Kaiser Permanente, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Walgreens Boots Alliance, Molly Moon's Homemade Ice Cream, and Louisiana State University. Last week, President Biden announced the Labor Department would start work on a rule requiring businesses with 100 or more employees to order workers to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or show a negative test result at least weekly. The proposed new rule is facing lawsuits. Dave?
Rachel, at what Louisiana doesn't need. Nicholas, now tropical depression is slowed to a crawl, moving up from Texas. Could dump a foot of rain or more through Thursday on areas already damaged by Hurricane Ida. America's listening to Fox News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's the fourth highest rated cable news channel, and it's available on all major cable systems. Or find it on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. And it's free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and TiVo. Or download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. Forbes described Newsmax as a news powerhouse. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. You should, too. Tune in today.
He raids your fridge.
You're out of Barada.
Borrows your car without asking.
Scratches? What scratches?
He's your brother-in-law.
I'll pay you back.
He takes what's yours, and there's nothing you can do. But when identity thieves want to take what's yours, you can do something. LifeLock by Norton monitors your info and alerts you to potential threats. If you become a victim, they can help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com using promo code...
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
YumaDailyNews.com on News Talk 560 KBLU is brought to you by Half Off Yuma. Get our half off deals right now. Go to KBLUAM.com and click on Yuma Half Off for this week's savings.
Here's the news in 60 seconds, YumaDailyNews.com. Yuma Fire has made a 600-mile journey back home to the city. Find out where they went, YumaDailyNews.com. And a woman in Phoenix has escaped from the second-story window of her burning home. Learn about the daring rescue on our website. And the Attorney General for Arizona is suing President Biden over the new vaccine requirement, which says federal workers and contractors, as well as people who work for big companies, must get the coronavirus vaccine or be tested weekly. Read the story on our website. The Yuma County Library District will host the Manhattan Short Film Festival next Thursday at 7 p.m. over at the historic Yuma Theater. Local businesses have been hoping for applications after the boost in unemployment has ended. Read the story, YumaDailyNews.com. And today is the final day of National Small Business Week. Try to shop local if you can. Follow us on Facebook, Yuma Daily News. For now, that's the news. I'm Andrew Caravella.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Chatter brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. Only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce, and in studio this morning we have Russ Clark, as always. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
And we actually allowed him to have a microphone again. Woohoo! And this morning we also have Mark Martinez with the State of Arizona DES. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we are here to talk about veteran services today.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Which is outstanding. You know, my family's all veterans, so.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And so you have a stand down coming up.
Yes, we do. We're excited about it. We want to get all the resources in Yuma County under one roof to assist veterans with whatever needs they may have, whether it's homelessness or emotional issues, if they need their VA benefits, if they're trying to get a license, if they need a haircut or just food or clothing. That's what we're going to be doing during the veteran stand down.
Do you know who all is going to be there?
Oh, we're still gathering all the folks in. We're looking forward to barbers, beauty salon specialists, the VA, DMV, all the resources, NCHP. There's so many to name, and we haven't got all of them in yet. All the forms, all the registration forms.
Well, there's still a little time. Cause
yes, there
when
is.
When is it?
October. It's the October
23rd. Yeah, and where?
At the American Legion. We had to downsize this year because of all the situations going on. The last time we had it was at the fairgrounds a couple of years ago, and we had a ton of resources there. But now that we're downsizing, we're trying to get the main resources for veterans at the American Legion.
Mark, why is this important?
You know, veterans, I'm a veteran. I'm an Army veteran, combat veteran. Freedom isn't free.
No.
And there's so many things going on in the world today. There's so many ways that we need to thank our veterans and appreciate our veterans and get them the help they need. We have suicides daily of veterans, emotional issues. They're coming home, and it's a second war at home, trying to survive after everything they've seen and they've been through.
Right. And, you know, talking about suicides, I was actually just looking at something the other day.
Are you considering it?
No, heavens no.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
All right, good.
But, you know, being surrounded by veterans and understanding some of the issues, you know, non-veterans adjusted, you know, 2005 to 2018, non-veterans 18 out of 100,000, but veterans 28 out of 100,000.
Yeah.
So veterans are nearly twice as likely to commit suicide as non-veterans.
And this current economic situation, the COVID situation, isolation, all sectors have gone way up in suicide. And we're not even getting all the full numbers. The CDC has been holding on to some of those numbers.
And why?
Why? National security.
You know,
that's the veil they throw it under.
I'm a Veterans Workforce Specialist for the state, and that's one of our goals, not only to get them employment, but those barriers to employment, which a lot of times are emotional issues. Homelessness.
Mark, do you have a focus on veterans issues? I mean, is that something that the DES is tracked, or is this just something that you do as an extra?
No, it's part of my job at DES. I'm a Disabled Veterans Outreach Program Specialist. That's our focus. There's two of us in Yuma County that assist with veterans through DES.
So it is a big enough issue to have somebody as a specialist.
Yes, sir. It definitely is.
And that's unfortunate. And I hope your job dries up and goes away someday. But right now it's very necessary.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Just getting them back out there. Again, it's not just to get them to work, but to overcome those barriers to work. The emotional trauma the PTSD, everything that revolves around somebody, like you mentioned earlier, staying in the home, isolation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's get them outside. Let's get them to work. Let's get them productive.
Yeah, and it's affected the entire country negatively. But the veteran's going to have, you know, there's a little more issue there. We know that there's an adjustment issue, and this does not help.
No, it really doesn't. We talk to veterans all day long. A lot of different issues. Staying inside, locked up. They need socialization. They need to get outside.
Humans need it. They need
we
it.
All do.
They
in general.
Need it more.
Sure.
Is all. Now, DES, Department of Economic Security. And we think of that just as unemployment or something, but there's more to it than that.
There is. My section is Department of Economic Rehabilitation Services.
Okay.
And we focus specifically on veterans, my role. Now, there are others that help in the civilian sector, but myself and Roman, we both work specifically with veterans.
And is that always been the case? When did that come into play that we had specialization?
You know, my predecessor has been doing it for years, Richard Perez. He's one of the best veteran advocates in Yuma County that I know of, but he did it before me. Actually, when he retired, he let me know about the position.
Okay.
So at least 10, 15 years that I know of.
Okay, we felt the need in the state of Arizona. Although we have a lot of veterans here.
We do. We have a lot of veterans. We have the Marine Base, we have YPG, and a lot of them, fortunately for Yuma County, they stay. They love Yuma.
I don't blame them. I think it's good.
My family's been here forever.
Well, and it's good to have a lot of veterans in our community. I mean, I think that is a strong neighbor, the veterans. They come with the right attitudes, right things. You know, I think it's a comforting feeling to know there's veterans in the neighborhood.
There is. You know, I'm also the VFW commander, the local VFW post, and just sitting around all those veterans, it's a different breed. The VFW is like a sanctuary for the combat veterans. They go there, they hang out, and we have Korean War veterans, Vietnam veterans, and, of course, Desert Storm, Iraq, and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
They come under one roof, and it's you should go hang out there and just listen to the story.
Which VFW?
1763 off of East 14th Street, down the street from Sam's Club.
Oh, Sam's Club. Oh, I've been in there. Mm-hmm. With Doc. Doc has taken me in there before.
Oh, okay.
he's a member.
Well, that's our home. That's...
I've definitely visited. I've visited quite a few of them. But, yeah, it's always interesting to go in. And civilians can become members.
Yes, sir. There are you can become an auxiliary member if you have a nexus to a military family member, a father, son, mom.
Everybody but me.
Why you know, is it? You know, I'll get you in there.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, everybody but me had a military background. I wanted to be a pilot, and my eyesight kept me from it, so I was, I'm not doing it then. And, but my son joined the Air Force.
Oh, good.
My dad was in the Air Force. My grandfather was in the Army. So it's every generation but me. You know, I somehow...
But your son kept it going.
Oh, my God. He's still in. He's
oh,
in
good
Tokyo.
For him. Great. That's you know, beautiful.
Yeah, he's keeping us safe. That's what we need.
You're exact.
Special Forces.
Oh, okay.
But they do, they're like the
pararescue.
They're kind of like the Uber guys, you know.
They really are. They're the Army's Uber. And we're thankful for them. We are. We like those guys.
And Russ, now you've got my son calling them that. I mean,
Uber.
Really?
The Navy's the Uber for the Marines.
Don't tell my dad that. He's a Navy vet.
And we just kind of text him, you know, hey, we need a lift.
Come and get us
into a war zone.
I'm like, you know what it's like at Christmas at my house? Dad's a Navy vet and nephews are Marine vets. I mean, come on.
My family, we have every branch. We enjoy it. My mom was very patriotic and had all the pictures up, and it's great. From my dad's godfather in World War II all the way up to my nephews enduring freedom and Iraqi. My nephew lost his arm in Afghanistan.
Oh. Wow.
But you know what? He's still going strong. He doesn't let it slow him down. Man, the kid is awesome.
But when you say don't let him slow down, and usually something like an arm, you know, the physical thing, you know, it's going to make a change to your life. But it's the mental. That's
right. You're exactly right.
That has become, that's the important part right there. I mean, everybody can exist without one arm. It's going to suck. But you can adjust pretty quickly, I would assume.
But it took him a while, but he moved forward.
Yeah.
He loves his country. He loved being a Marine, and mm-hmm. and he's doing well. He's in a national cemetery. He works for the National Cemetery in Colorado.
Oh.
He oversees it. So he stayed with it. Again, my family, we all served.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take a break.
Okay, well, with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
No big storms heading our way. They stay to the north of us, but they are helping to slowly cool our temperatures, at least the afternoons. 107 today, 106 tomorrow, 102 by Friday. Fever is the leading sign of COVID and the flu, so keep your family safe this fall with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer proven to be accurate. Learn more at Exergen.com. I'm meteorologist Carrie Smith from the Weather Channel.
Introducing the largest Toyota dealership in Imperial Valley, United Toyota. With hundreds of available new and pre-owned vehicles, United Toyota has a car, truck, or SUV for every lifestyle and budget. Shop us online at UnitedToyotaImperial.com.
Arizona Marketplace is Yuma's largest outdoor market. Open to the public November 4th. Accepting all vendors' applications now. Our clients are requesting products and services like kitchen supplies, golf equipment, handmade jewelry, massage therapists, pet grooming, nail salon, hair extensions, and more. Call now for your reservations at 928-328-1088 or visit azmktholdings.com. Arizona Marketplace.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And in the studio, as always, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
And we have Mark Martinez from Arizona DES.
Good morning.
And so, Mark, I truly had no idea that DES had these services for veterans. What all services do they have?
And you know, and it's too bad that not everybody knows. We're trying to get the word out against COVID slows us down as far as getting mm-hmm. out and the different businesses, but we provide a lot of service, education, again, employment placement. There are so many things that our partners, Arizona at Work, mm-hmm. provide for them. So resume writing to assist with federal jobs. You can learn computer skills that are offered. We also assist spouses of veterans. There are some criteria that but veterans get front of the line service when they come to Arizona at Work.
Spouses of veterans, do they also like active military too? Do you help them?
Of course, correct. You know, especially because when they get transferred so mm-hmm. much, and the spouse has to leave their job and come to a new community, so we try and assist them also, not just with employment, but getting involved with the community and let them know what resources are available throughout Yuma County.
I don't think people understand that, you know, unless you have military in your family, how difficult it can be on the spouses,
the
changing jobs, the children changing schools. Do you have, so what do we have in Yuma for them?
Well, we work with the Marine Base also and YPG to assist getting their feet planted, letting them know where the schools are at and what's out there for them. We also have so many partners in Yuma County that assist with clothing, school supplies, finances, a lot of great organizations that help, especially when they get behind on bills. You know, the younger families, the younger enlisted that mm-hmm. they may get behind, we're out there for them. We do food drives during the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Veterans for Veterans that are at the mission every year on Thanksgiving and Christmas and assist with clothing and pass out flyers for resources.
So, Mark, why is this important to you?
I'm a veteran. And
I know you are.
I love helping not just people, but also our veteran population. Without our veterans, where would we be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, freedom isn't free. Somebody had to pay the price. And as we've seen shutting down Afghanistan, the last 13 that we had to leave there, that they gave the ultimate price in there.
Mm-hmm.
We need to give back. to our veterans. We need to take care of less than 1% of the population will be a combat veteran. And these are the people that will go out there and do what a normal person wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
For us, for the way we live. And I'm appreciative. And I, you know, they served, and it's our turn to serve them.
Mark, you said you have a lot of partners in town, and I think that's an understatement. Yuma has more military organizations. Unfortunately, they're necessary. But how does the government, I mean, you're also a government entity yourself.
For the state, we're funded by the Department of Labor, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you work with all the nonprofits then.
A majority of them. We have to, we reach out to resources where the state or the federal government does not assist. The VA can be frustrating.
They're already out there trying to fill in where the government has let them down.
Yes.
That's, and of course, you're heavily involved in that, working with the VA and everything. And
Well, I work for the state, not the federal government.
Well, I know. You work for the state. But, I mean, your other job is working with one of the veterans
yes, sir.
Places. So you understand that the federal government doesn't really focus on providing all of the services and support that they claim they're going to.
You're right.
It's available, but you've got to know how to get through the maze in order to achieve the prize.
And it's unfortunate. You're right on the money. My partner, as he says, it's the second war. Coming home, mm-hmm. fighting with VA to get those resources.
But here's what's been described to me, that in the military, there's a regiment and there's a way they've done things. And when young military is trained, it's to follow orders, follow direction, follow how to get things done. And that's the way it has to be. Well, when they get done and they call up and say, I need my benefits, they get told no, and they accept it. And they get told that it's, and they accept it, and they're out walking around without ever applying, ever doing it. And I've had people that work with these veterans that say, you know, they get, it's not discouraged, but they're told no, and they walk away because that's the mindset. And it takes somebody afterwards to say, wait, don't accept that. They promised it. It's here's how we're going to get you through it. And sometimes those applications have to be done multiple times. And they'll nitpick little issues on them that you didn't put a right, you didn't use the right form, you didn't finish it, you didn't put the date. I don't know what they do. You know, honestly, I don't know. I've talked to many people that have been rejected. And it just takes persistence and banging. And that's not what the veterans are good at.
You know, it's terrible. I've been denied for the past 10 years because, just like you mentioned, the phrasing, the wording, the appropriate documents weren't in there, and it's terrible. It's terrible because, you know, our veterans, like you said, they're very humble. Some of them don't even realize they have benefits and don't look for them because they feel, you know, they did what they wanted to do to serve mm-hmm. our country. So we remind them about those benefits.
Yeah, but getting them is not an easy organization.
Not at all.
Now, do you actually sit down and help them from DES to get federal benefits, or do you just help direct them?
We put them in the right direction. We have a lot of resources throughout the state, the right contacts. We utilize veteran service officers that work throughout within the American Legion, the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
And those are NGOs? Non-government. So you were.
I'm a soldier. I didn't catch the NGO. I was going to Wikipedia.
I figured you guys were experts at all that stuff because that's what I hear from you guys.
We use VSOs.
Have acronyms for everything.
Veteran Service Officers. You know, you're exactly right.
You know, I get totally lost around you guys. Normally, it just takes me a while to catch up. But that falls within your job description is to be able to
point them in that direction, correct?
Okay. Well, I think that's great that you know, we have an organization that's state funded, because you work for a state organization.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's DOL funded through the state.
That helps facilitate.
Correct.
Getting them into the right direction, into the right place.
As we're talking earlier, I love assisting veterans. My wife says now I get paid for it. I've been doing it for so long. And
somebody needs to.
and I just love it, again, because they deserve everything we can give them for doing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when was the last time the normal citizen wonder when they're ever coming home again, or if they would ever see their mom or dad again. That's what our veterans go through. That's what the combat veteran worries about, is getting home.
And then once they're here, there's a, I imagine it's going to be, I mean, not only a total change in environment and everything, but discouraging about the reception and people understanding what they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's now, very true.
You, and you're military yourself?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you understand it more than most. I didn't go through it, but I went through it with my son in a matter of speaking, in that when he got back from Afghanistan, he needed to sit down and talk. And I took a month off to do that, to sit down and just be with him. He just needed, I guess, that during that adjustment period, some grounding. And I don't know, you know, what exactly he went through and what all it meant, but I knew that he needed to find some reality outside of where he was. And I took a month to help him with that. I offered him a year. He said, whoa, I take too much.
Mark, I have a question. What are you seeing with everything that's happened in Afghanistan recently? Are you seeing an uptick in veterans needing additional, especially like mental health services? Is that bringing things to the forefront?
Throughout the state, we talk about those veterans, and a lot of frustration. 20 years of losing our military, our sons and daughters, thousands that were wounded in action. There is a lot of frustration, and we try and get them to the appropriate counseling services out there.
Because I know that's not what you do specifically at DES, but having known you over the past year, I know that you're so involved with all the veterans groups in town. I was just curious if we were starting to see an uptick.
Not yet. But, okay. You know, it does give us credibility. Roman, the other veteran workforce specialist, he's an Afghan veteran. He's from a younger generation than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives us the ability to speak to all levels of veterans because of our experience. We can share some of the same places we've been,
mm-hmm.
through the same dirt, so to speak.
She mentioned mental health.
Yes, sir.
It's not available, is it? I mean, there's very limited resources.
Oh, you know, what is so frustrating is the first thing we hear is, for some of the resources out there, is do they have insurance? What kind of insurance? And I'm like, really? Can we just get them to see somebody? Is that really important right now? And the telemed, you know, that because of the COVID situation, talking on the phone with somebody, I would want a real person to sit down face to face and not on the phone or be put on hold or wait for the next available appointment. So yes, it is very frustrating.
Well, you know, what's frustrating for me is that I hear the insurance thing, and if you were injured, whether mentally or physically on the job, like, you know, Russ, if you trip over a cord in here, radio studio.
I've been mentally injured. I'm
well,
sure.
Yeah,
I'm purple
sure.
Heart.
But we'll give him a purple heart. You know, you would get workers' comp, and they don't have that same bank.
Correct.
People don't realize that.
Some veterans that are fortunate enough to have employment with insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can reach out to those EAP programs, another acronym there.
Mm-hmm.
But some of our veterans don't have jobs.
But they're hard to get. Also, I mean, to have people in that industry, there's not enough psychologists, psychiatrists,
counselors.
No.
They're very few, and we find a lot of counselors in these nonprofits that have some training, but not necessarily a shingle.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have experience. You need another break.
Okay, with that, we'll take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Labor is a two-way street. First, it's earned. Second, it's paid. In the air conditioning business, it just went up 10% again. I tell my techs, let homeowners know about the York factory parts and labor warranties. An out-of-warranty AC part costs many times more than yesterday's AC parts did. Ask your AC tech about our York extended factory labor warranties.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
Dum da da dum da da dum da da dum da 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 da.
Our
big and rich. Join us and our friends Aaron Lewis and Eddie Montgomery, Montgomery Gentry, for a one-night kick-ass concert to salute the American veterans on Saturday, November 6th at the Action Pavilion.
We're going to pack the place and show our veterans that we stand with them. We'll see you there. God bless.
Love you big time. See you soon. Yeah!
This is Dr. Bob Branch with the Power Fives, and we are proud to present you with the Salute to American Veterans. Join Big and Rich, Aaron Lewis, and Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry for a one-night kick-ass concert to salute American veterans and first responders. Saturday, November 6th at the Action Pavilion. Big and Rich, Aaron Lewis, and Eddie Montgomery will be joined by CMA artist Ashley Wineland and political speakers. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And before we get back to our program regarding veterans this morning, I do have a few announcements from the Chamber. First of all, we have a fun event coming up next Friday, September 24th. We are doing a glow golf tournament at the Cocopah Rio Colorado Golf Course. It should just be a fun night, not a serious golf night. If you're a serious golfer, of course, you're welcome. You'll have fun, too, but if you're not a serious golfer, it's a fun night even for kids to just go out and hit the golf ball. All the holes are shortened, 90 yards to 150 yards with, exactly, Mark's giving me faces over here. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, even I can play that course, really.
I play a form of golf.
I play, yeah, that's kind of what I play, too, don't worry about it.
You call that putt-putt.
Putt-putt, well, yeah. But it's super fun because the balls light up. And we've got the pins are lit up, the tee boxes are lit up. The tee boxes are in the middle of the fairway, though, because we've shortened the holes. And we put markers around the greens, and then, of course, markers around the water. We're trying not to have anybody drive a golf cart into the pond. But other than that, it's dark out there. But it's really fun. The best part, I'll introduce Russ. Russ is with us still, of course. Good morning, Russ.
Morning.
And Mark, of course. Good morning, Mark, from Arizona DES. But I have to tell you, Mark, you're giving me these looks over here. And the best part is if you're not a good golfer, because if you hit the golf ball into the tree, you can actually watch it bounce off all of the branches like a pinball machine, and it's super fun. I mean, I almost intentionally want to hit my ball into the tree.
You know, that's not supposed to happen.
I know, but it's fun to watch. Anyway, but we do have a couple of more serious events coming up, too. On Tuesday, October 5th, for the retail, restaurant, and hospitality industry, we have a seminar on recruiting and retaining employees, immediately followed by a job fair. And the job fair, of course, we're allowing 15 employers to come from those segments. And if somebody is looking for a job, they're more than welcome to come and see what is available out there. And then on October 8th, we're returning to our Lunch and Learns. We're doing our first Lunch and Learn, and this one is going to be on social media. It is going to be at the Yuma County Library, the main branch. We're mostly going to focus on Instagram and then a little bit on Facebook and YouTube, but basically how to use those channels to promote your business. And then speaking of military, October 13th, we're going to have Good Morning Yuma again. It is going to be back at Pivot Point. And our program that day is going to be Colonel McFall from YPG. So speaking of military, we're going to bring that theme into Good Morning Yuma. So we got a lot going on at the Chamber. We had a really great community expo this past weekend, and I really have to thank APS, AEA Federal Credit Union, First Bank Yuma, and Yuma Investment Group for sponsoring it. And then I would be remiss, we had a brief but lovely ceremony in remembrance of 9/11. I have to thank the Territorial Young Marines, the Civil Air Patrol, and the Yuma County Sheriff's Office for providing the color guard for that. Luis Rios, saying God Bless America. Sergeant Angulo from the Yuma Police Department gave a brief speech. So thank you so much to all of them for helping us commemorate such an important day in American history. And so with that, let's get back to what's going on with veterans.
Well, all those names are familiar, and that's beautiful.
It was beautiful, and you know, it was way more emotional than I anticipated. I was standing up there, and I've been to 9/11 ceremonies before, but I've never been in the middle of it. And so I was standing in the middle with the Sheriff's Office color guard behind me and the Territorial Young Marines and Civil Air Patrol in front of me, and I was surrounded by flags. And how emotional. It was just, it was...
It changed the world. Our generation, yeah. Our youngest son, he grew up in a world of war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for his 20 years, that's all there was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's incredible. And we celebrate 9/11. I think when we shut it down, losing those last 13 mm-hmm. on the way out, it's
we're not done yet. There's still Americans there.
And that's too bad. Mm-hmm. Why are there still Americans there? Why?
It was bad planning, I think. It's depends on who you talk to.
Well, you know, I'm not in the military anymore. I think it was terrible planning.
There you go. Thank you.
You can speak your mind now.
I retired. I have my mm-hmm. rank.
Yeah, exactly.
It was terrible. It was
unfortunate. And I think that adds pressure to the veterans now. I would assume that spent time in Afghanistan.
Sure it does.
And mm-hmm. to see that this pullout was so mishandled and hurt everybody. The current military as well as the civilians and the people they may have had assistance from while they were their interpreters,
mm-hmm.
You know, those kind of things that are putting their life out there that, you know, Taliban's looking for that we didn't protect.
And it's terrible. It's too bad. You know, I was talking to my nephew, the Marine that lost his arm. I said, you know, 20 years of fighting and nothing's changed. And his response was, he changed. And that mm-hmm. was so powerful because he did. It changed his whole life for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm. It changed a lot of people's lives for the rest of their life. You know, because I have a nephew that was there that was injured. And then I have a family friend who lost her son in Afghanistan. And there's been a huge impact on individual lives in the United States.
And you know, not just the veteran, the veteran's family. My mm-hmm. wife has to put up with it every day. And,
and she still does.
And yeah. she does. And she truly loves me to have to deal with it.
At DES, and like I said, it's mostly known for unemployment, those kind of things. Your offices, where are they located?
We're considered hoteling stations. We work at Arizona DES off of Pacific.
Okay.
And then Arizona at Work. Off of 16th Street near Avenue C.
And the one on Pacific, that's that big building, used to be a Sam's Club.
Yes, sir, the original
back.
Sam's Club.
I went in there just recently to help somebody with some food stamps or something. And you know, I just went to support. It's not a comfortable place to go in here to say, I need something, you know what I mean? You know,
right.
It's not the easiest, but I think it's friendly, and so it's good. They do a fine job from what I could see and all that kind of stuff, but thinking about a veteran having to go stand in that line, when that happens and they get in that line, are they referred to you?
Yes.
They are. So
yes.
When they go up and they start doing the history questions,
correct,
they will say, veteran, they'll say, well...
We've got someone you can talk to.
Okay.
Myself and Roman will, you know, if we think, we usually can recognize the veteran. So we'll go out there and we'll say, hey, are you a veteran? Come back here with us so we can talk.
Well, you know, and I noticed that when we were in line and I was in line helping a friend, and somebody did come out and was kind of like pre-interviewing everybody in line, like, what are you here for? What are you doing? And, okay, you're in the right line. Or,
sure.
Or no, all you need to do is just fill us out, you know, something, whatever. Which is very good, I guess, customer service. I hate to say government customer service. Can I say that? It's comforting to know that somebody's out doing those things. But you would actually do that and pull someone out?
Oh yeah, definitely.
And single them out as
definitely. And the employees there, the other people that work in the separate sections, they know who we are, and if they run into a veteran, they'll mm-hmm. they'll refer them to us.
So if somebody goes in there because they needed some food assistance or something,
mm-hmm.
and they're a veteran, would they go to you for that?
No, they normally they'll wait in line, but we'll go and assist them with. We'll let them know. We'll find out what their issues are.
Okay.
And, you know, in today's world, a lot of those things are done online. for whatever reason, the state chose that a lot of it is done online. So we'll help them with that, too. We'll get them to a computer resource. We'll help them with the forms, talk to them about the forms, submit the forms for them.
And my experience with veterans, a lot of them, tough guys, they don't need help.
That's right. You're exactly right. And that's why we don't see as many veterans as we should. We probably see 5% of our veteran population because they are tough guys. They feel they went to serve, and that's their job. Mm-hmm. And again, we've got to get the word out that there are resources out there.
I like the fact that we help somebody, you know, with the safety net type stuff. But you mentioned something early on that the DES is interested in helping them learn to fish and getting them on their own feet.
Yes, sir. My section is, again, the economic rehabilitation is to get them out there, get them employed.
And they don't normally come to there for that. How do you transition into that conversation?
Talking to them. We try and get out to the local organizations, the veteran organizations, and try and set up our flyers. We pass out our cards, word of mouth, hey, go see Mark, go see Roman to find out how they can help you and get help. We receive emails all day long.
You go up to a tough guy and say, you need a job. He's going to mind your own business.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be tougher.
But I was thinking that same thing. I mean, all the veterans I know have a great sense of pride, and they should. They have a great sense of pride, but sometimes, you know, that makes it so that they don't ask for help. How do you reach them?
You know, it's interesting you say that. It can be heartbreaking, and that's my aspect is that if they are at that point where they're coming to help, they're coming for help. They need help.
Because it's going to take long.
It
takes a long time for them to get to that point where it's okay to them. I mean, all of us, we're like, yes, please ask for help, but it takes a long time.
Particularly me.
Well, you know, the other problem is not knowing what to ask for.
Mm.
You know, it's one thing to say ask, but what do you ask? What is out there? The educational benefits, the food assistance, the employment assistance.
And what, as far as educational assistance, what do you provide?
Well, the GI Bill is out there, and like I said, our partners at Arizona at Work, all the different programs they have, Arizona Western College will also assist veterans with specific training, and they'll also tailor the training to, if a person is employed, say they work graveyard shift or afternoon shift, they'll work with them to get them to the training and not lose their job at the same time. So it's really great partner.
Are you finding that in Yuma we tailor positions to skills of veterans, or are we tailoring our education to fill in gaps?
I think so. We are living in a different world, a different time. There were a lot of unemployment resources out there where a lot of people weren't looking for work because it was easier to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have companies that will come in begging for help.
Mm-hmm.
So we try and we have to know our veteran and what their skill set is. And when the employees come in, we say, hey, I got you, Joe Snuffy. That's a great fit for him. So we try and put him in the right place, the appropriate spot.
I'm just trying to think, like, because they learn a lot of different skills in whatever branch of the military they were in. A lot of them, what we don't realize is those soft skills. Just thinking about teamwork. Team is everything. At least what I'm seeing with my son now, he's going through Civil Air Patrol and kind of watching as he's growing into where he's planning on, you know, he's planning on going into one branch of the military. He's narrowed it down to two, but...
Well, hopefully it's the Army, but go ahead.
Hopefully it's the Army. Oh, dear.
I'll talk to him.
You'll talk to him. And so just watching that, but just, you know, he went to encampment this summer and watching him with something happened, and he went, well, Mom, I couldn't do that because it was my team. And watching that, and is that common?
It is.
That's what I thought.
We work in small groups.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, they do learn a specific job in the military.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to do something else when they get out.
Okay.
And that's one of the things we do.
Can you blame them?
Right. You know,
they're also afraid of it.
Adults in general are afraid of change. And
yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a big change.
It is.
Civilian life is so different.
I just spoke to a soldier last week. He retires next year. One of his friends, a mutual friend, referred him to me, and he was just so amazed at the different things that he could do and the different things he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these guys, they want to be truck drivers because they did something else their whole career,
yeah.
And they want to change, or they don't want to be in charge anymore. They've led Marines and soldiers,
mm-hmm.
and now they want somebody else to lead and just go out there and live and enjoy life.
Those are the guys I want. Because
mm-hmm.
they know how to support a leader.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Well,
like
I said, a lot of those soft skills are amazing that the veterans bring. You know, we can train them to do the
other
stuff.
Don't say soft and military. It just doesn't
fit. Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
You need to take a break.
Okay. With that, you're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
If you ever get annoyed,
are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
Be sure to listen for the border and traffic reports weekdays on this station, brought to you by RV World. They have a large selection of both new and used RVs. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. That's RV World.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Summer heat is on the way. Time to check or replace your air conditioning system. This is Russ Clark from my friends at Quick Refrigeration. Yes, new systems are still 30 to 40% more efficient than a unit 10 years old. So call Quick Refrigeration, your trusted technician, keeping you cool since 1955. Also, experts in plumbing and tankless water heaters. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we have Russ Clark in studio. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
And this morning we have Mark Martinez with ADDES. Good morning, Mark.
I need to ask a question, though, from the listener.
Okay, go ahead.
Wants to know about the Vets Home on 6E. Do you know about that?
I do. It is a state home. Jose Avalos with the Arizona Department of Veterans Services is a good point of contact for that. I don't know when they're going to open. I'm expecting to go to a tour when they're about to open the doors.
I didn't even know it was being built.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's been in the works for a while now, about a year, I think. But again, the COVID situation slows everything down. But that's a great question, and hopefully we'll see it open within the next couple of months.
Okay, and we need housing.
We do. There are veterans out there that need assistance.
I know Mike is working on that too.
Mike Condon.
Yeah, he's got a little project that hasn't broke ground yet, but it's been in the planning for quite some time. But hopefully that comes to be.
It's been in the planning for years. We're waiting to see it happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so just, I want to bring us back because we're down to our last segment. And so the Yuma Veterans Stand Down is coming up at the American Legion Post 19 on Saturday, October 23rd. you're still looking for veterans groups to participate, or not necessarily veterans groups, right?
No, just any vendor, anybody that is willing to provide a resource for veterans. We're trying to get employers that are willing to hire right away to get them in there. Anybody that's willing to assist a veteran is more than welcome. Judy from Right Turn, one of our partners that assists veterans, she's managing it. She's running the stand down for us. Submit their application to her so we can get them there. We are, again, like I mentioned earlier, just resources that are going to provide something for veterans. It's not for a commercial for your business. It's to assist veterans.
And so it could be anything as simple as a haircut or,
yes.
I mean, just...
Whatever's out there. We're going to try and get people to get flu shots.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for a dentist to do an overall inspection. If we can get some, if there's any dentists listening out there, if we can get
we have a number of dentist numbers at the chamber, some great ones. So hopefully they're listening.
Even if they give us an hour of their time, we don't expect them to stay all day. Whatever they're willing to give, we appreciate it. The veterans appreciate it. If we can, get some doctors out there and not to be specific for them. But to at least do a once-over, a quick check at their blood pressure, their sugar levels, whatever we can for veterans.
A one-stop shop.
That's what we're looking for. That's what we're hoping for.
Got it. Do you know what services you have already?
We do have a Sunset Community. We'll be out there. We do, again, haircuts. And there are other services that...
I know that Judy's probably got her full complete list. I know
she's very busy.
I'm sure she's very thorough and has it all taken care of. And
I'd be remiss. I'd hate to mention one group and miss another group because there's so many out there that are willing to assist veterans.
And so I'm looking at free lunch. Who's provide? Do you have the free lunch taken care of?
We do have somebody providing lunch. I believe it's Judy's group from Right Turn.
Okay.
But I don't want to mess it up if it's not. But if somebody wants to donate pizzas and Happy Meals, that'd be great, too.
And so, Mark, you're an Army vet.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you are. And thank you for your service. what does this mean to you personally?
Assisting veterans?
Not only, or seeing how these groups rally around our veterans.
I think it's beautiful. In the military, we don't... practice democracy.
Mm-hmm.
We secure democracy. We make sure it happens. We were speaking earlier on the break. A buddy of mine, John Endres, and if John's listening, I hope he doesn't mind me using his name, but he's also a veteran. When the war kicked off, we were up in California, and the protesting started. And I was so upset, heartbroken, mad.
Mm-hmm.
But he put it in perspective. He said, if we weren't doing our job, they wouldn't be allowed to protest. So thank God for the military, but it is near and dear to my heart to help veterans. Like we mentioned earlier, it's hard enough for a person to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
So when they do, they really need the help.
I just living with veterans, I can see that. I mean, I'm amazed that people don't know, but I guess until you live it, and I've only lived, as a daughter and an aunt and probably soon to be a mom of active military, and I know that Russ is a dad of active military, and so, we're not experiencing exactly what they are, but I'm starting to get a better feel for what the families go through. And so I'm glad to hear that DES also does services for the spouses.
Yes, we do.
Because the families serve.
That's right. That's right. My oldest, he's an Army veteran. He stayed in the reserves. He's a police officer for the city of Mesa.
Okay.
So, he carries the tradition, but.
I'm curious. Were you married to your wife when you were in the Army?
Yes.
Yes, and she's still with you.
And she is.
Is that a surprise?
No, not at all. Actually, most of my
so
family
funny.
Still are,
yeah.
But.
She's very, very, very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
She is. I went to the VA for hearing loss. And of course, the VA said my hearing's great. But if you ask my wife, she'll tell you I'm deaf.
That's selective hearing?
That too.
Okay.
But there is some hearing loss. But like Russ was talking about earlier, the VA, they swear everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's too bad. And that's why we have veteran service officers to help navigate them through that process.
But, we were talking about mental health earlier, and one of the things I was thinking of is watching my family members, who they were before they went to Afghanistan and who they were when they got home Afghanistan. They're two different people.
There's a lot of changes going on.
There's a lot of changes going on. And that can be difficult for those military spouses to deal with.
You know, we talk to our younger troops when we're overseas or when we're downrange, is you can't worry about home. Worry about getting through the mission.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get home later. If you're worried about home, it's going to affect the mission.
And you may not make it there.
And we forget that things, life kept going back home.
Mm-hmm.
And we come home and we think we're expected to be the day before, and it's not. So many changes have happened, especially with some of the longer deployments for our soldiers and Marines and airmen and sailors. And they come home and everything's different. The children have grown up.
Mm-hmm.
The spouse has taken on more responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a change. It's an adjustment that the veteran has to make.
I can see that. I can see coming home and the spouse is used to being able to make all the decisions.
Right.
And now there's joint parenting again.
It's a tough obstacle.
I can see that. Thanks to all of our veterans and all of our military.
There's a lot of catching up to you when you've heard a year. Wait till your father gets home, I guess.
Right.
That would be
in a year.
Oh, man. It puts a whole new meaning to that phrase, doesn't it?
That's funny.
Those kids just don't know the joys of go ask your mother, and then you've got, I already asked my mother. She said to ask my father, do they?
But, you know, it's funny. Then now we've got with the computers and you get to call home. I don't know if it's harder being able to call home every day or FaceTime.
I would think that would be easier, wouldn't it?
I was in Desert Storm, and we didn't have those abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it was a lot easier to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Because you weren't calling home and missing as much. And now, when you're able to FaceTime or Zoom or whatever's out there.
At any time, man, in combat zones.
And now you got to be harder.
I think so.
Because I know that for my son, when I traveled a lot for work, and of course I was not in a combat zone, but, you know, I traveled a lot for work. And for my son, I stopped calling home because it was harder for him to adjust at home by talking to me and then wanting mom home. Than by me just being gone.
You have to say goodbye all over again.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that's... And same thing for the military. They would have to say goodbye to those kids every day.
Yeah. And it could be a blessing.
It could be a curse. Wow, I hadn't thought about that before. So I know that we're getting close to time, so one more time I want to talk about the Yuma Veterans Stand Down, American Legion Post 19, Saturday, October 23rd, from 9 to 2.
09 to 1400.
Okay, yes, absolutely. And so for still looking for services,
yes,
definitely veterans can come.
Veterans are welcome, veterans and the family members.
Is there any transportation available? What if
you know, we are working on it. That's a great question. Alma Clark, one of our other partners, and she's on the committee. She is working with trying to arrange rides and pick up locations. And we're going to start to put those out there for veterans. If they can't get there and need to get there, let us know, and we'll go and pick them up. So that's a really good question. We do want every veteran to attend. The mission is going to be one of our main pickup locations to make sure those veterans get to the stand down.
We want a bursting at the seams with services, too. And with that, we have to go. Thank you so much, Mark, for coming in today. I know it goes so quick, doesn't it?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Mark, for coming in. And thank you to all of our active military and veterans. Please join them for their stand down on October 23rd. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
On 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.